Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey, dolls. Hey, gents. Thank you so much for checking us out here again on the show. Hope you're having a phenomenal week. Oh, my goodness, we're just excited to have you. So big shout out to all those that are coming in from Twitter. Hey, what's up, Twitter family? All those that are coming in from Facebook, my Facebookers, hello. Those coming in from Instagram, certainly those coming from Charvette.com, all of our mobile app users, hello. We say thank you for joining us, and then certainly all of our broadcast stations, thank you. All right, so let me jump into what's going on for today's show. So we're going to kick the top of the hour out with Tamika Hall. She's hanging out in the virtual green room, so I'm going to be bringing her up to the virtual mic in just a moment. She does so many things. She's a creative like me. Oh, my goodness, radio host, artist, writer, publisher, graphics. But today she's here to talk to us about one of her new, I'm going to call it a new birth, called Smarty Puffs. It's a new series she's kicked off, bilingual books for children of color. So you got to hear all about it, how it all started and all that good stuff. So hang around, stick around as we talk to Tamika Hall in our first segment. And then in our second segment, we certainly don't want you to go anywhere. Listen, the authors are in the house on today. Our second segment features another book, hashtag Peace, A New Perspective of Hope. And we're going to be talking to Anita Sucheski, an anthology that she has put together of international co-authors who were able to write over 40 dynamic, life-changing, life-shifting chapters. And she's tackling the topic of peace and how you can have peace in your lives. So you want to hang out right there. And then you want to actually tell people to listen in. Yeah, do that. Run over to your Twitter, run over to your Facebook and say, come on, y'all, listen in, join in and check out the Charvette Mitchell radio show. We would love you to do that. So let's go ahead and jump right on in again to our first segment. Thanks for those that are hanging out on the phone lines already. Hello, thank you. Welcome those that are hanging out in the chat room. Thank you as well. All right, so we're starting off with Tamika Hall. And listen, she fell in love with Spanish at the age of 8 years old when she heard a Sunday school teacher translate for a family at a church event. She has more than 10 years in education. She holds a degree in theater and a minor in Hispanic studies from Washington College. She's created bilingual programming for more than a decade. And Smarty Puffs, isn't that cute, Smarty Puffs? This new series was created to solve two problems, and we're going to ask her all about it. Coming up to the mic right now, Tamika Hall, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I'm so hyped. I'm so excited to be here.
Woo, you know what? Are they ready for us today, Tamika? Are the airwaves ready?
Yes.
Get ready. Okay.
Yes, honey,
so
get ready.
So first of all, I love Smarty Puffs because, you know, everyone's always saying Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. So Smarty Puffs, and listeners, if you haven't seen Smarty Puffs, you can certainly check out my Facebook wall. You'll see a tag there. You can jump over to Amazon. But talk a little bit about, first of all, how you even came up with that cool name.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I've always loved Spanish, and I write a lot for my children. And so my youngest daughter, I've never been able to do hair. And my youngest daughter wanted some Afro Puffs. Well, ironically, Afro Puffs are the only thing that I really can do when it comes to hair. I'm great at Afro Puffs. I'm good at doing little twists, but I couldn't really do a whole lot more with anything. And so one day she asked me to put her in some Afro Puffs, and the kids were really upset or were making fun of her, and she came home upset about it and what have you. And so I ended up, you know, explaining to her, hey, listen, you're beautiful the way that you are. I love your hair this way. You need to love your hair this way. And so when I started thinking about this book series, I said, you know what? I have got to do something where young African-American girls are going to love themselves, but understand that expanding their coolness with education in terms of bilingual education, let's call her Smarty Puff.
Wonderful. And you know what is so crazy to me? The natural hair, I'm going to say phenomenon, that has been in play for years. Like I just find it strange that kids would even pick on, Afro
right.
Puffs, because, the natural hair is in. It's popular. It's the thing to do. So that just goes to show you can't listen to people. You can't listen to kids.
It's just so funny because a lot of the kids at her school wear Afro Puffs, and she has, she has a lot of hair and things like that. So I didn't understand it either. But, I tell my kids all the time, smart is the new cool. So,
Definitely. Hey,
what better way than to try to infuse bilingual education than a cute little African-American girl with smarties with Afro Puffs?
And you know what? I think this is so brilliant of you, because if you look at any of the statistics as far as where our nation is going and the demographics of our nation, learning Spanish is going to do nothing but help you. It's going to do
Absolutely.
Nothing but help you.
Absolutely. There's a lot of benefits when you're thinking about teaching your child a second language or wanting them to learn. They've actually found that children who speak a second language, they're able to cognitively solve problems better, so conflict, mm-hmm. they can kind of manage conflict better. Children who speak a second language, they found them to be more creative. Also, they're more tolerant of people that, come from other areas. And so all the way around, it's really a great benefit for children who are learning more than one language.
And typically, I have always been told, and I remember I was taking German. I picked an off in school,
oh, nice.
In middle school. I took German. They had a special program, seventh grade. They said, take your ninth grade German, seventh and eighth grade. We'll split that 1 year over, your seventh and eighth grade year. And when you go into high school, you will be in the second year of German. So German was
uh-huh.
the only language that was doing that. And so everybody else was like taking Spanish and taking cool French and Italian. And I was like taking German. But
yeah.
I always remember the teacher saying, typically anyone taking a foreign language, you usually end up knowing the English language better. Would you agree
mm-hmm.
with that?
You will, because you actually learn how to break down words differently. Phonetically speaking, a lot of folks say that English is actually one of the hardest languages to learn.
yeah.
And next to, Japanese and Chinese and things like that, English is very difficult to learn. And so when you learn another language, you just learn how to pronounce words better. And it's funny that you say you learned German, because I lived in Germany for 4 years. And so,
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yeah.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Just a little bit. And I haven't spoken it in... you see how we're just like, how we're flowing in language, right? You're speaking to me in German, I'm speaking in English. Yeah, I haven't had to speak it since I was 16, but I took it for like 3 years when I lived in Germany. And I actually now can read it better than I can speak it. And I can, I can
really?
Understand it, but I can't really speak it. Yeah. So usually I'll have people speak to me in German and I'll answer them in English. They're still impressed, but,
Wonderful. So I would love to hear, I love how in your bio it says you fell in love with Spanish at the age of 8 after a Sunday school
yeah.
teacher translated for a family at a church event. Talk about that. I think that's so powerful.
Well, so like you said, I was 8 years old, and at the time, my father was in the military, so I've literally traveled and lived all over the world, but at that time, we were living in Pueblo, Colorado, and as you can imagine, a lot of Hispanic families were there, but I never thought about myself speaking Spanish, and so the church was having like a yard sale or something like that, and a family came, and they could not communicate. And I remember being really upset. I remember being upset because they couldn't communicate, but they wanted to speak. And I felt so bad about it. And my Sunday school teacher, we called her Sister Yo, she could speak Spanish. And, you know, I've always been a really dramatic kid. So she was speaking to them in Spanish, and I was sitting there pretending like I could understand. Like, I was bobbing my head up and down, like, you know. Like, I knew what she was saying. But I remember that day being like, the next time I meet somebody who speaks Spanish, I'm going to be able to speak to them. And so the first chance that I had to learn the language when I was in eighth grade, I jumped on it, and I've loved the language ever since.
Wow. And so I think that this book is really interesting because you kind of gone for a certain target. So it's bilingual books for children of color. Talk a little bit to that piece.
And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I've encountered some pushback because some people feel like, well, it's wrong that you're targeting children of color. I'll be honest with you. I apologize for anybody that may be offended, but I have a particular interest in children of color, especially when it comes to them learning language or just stepping outside of the box. You know, I do have a background in teaching, you know, in education, what have you. I've done that for about 10 years. And I've always found that when it came to foreign language, children of color, well, children period, but children of color, they in particular do not want to learn another language. And so even though I was brought in, the funny thing is I was brought in to teach English as a second language, so I was teaching English to Spanish-speaking children, and I taught dance and creative writing. But I encountered a lot of my students who would either come to dance class who were like, Ms. Hall, I'm failing Spanish. And I'm like, how are you failing Spanish and I speak it, you know? And when they saw that, they were like, what? You can speak Spanish? I'm like, dude, yes, you know. You know, I'm just, like, really excitable like that. But I was like, of course I can speak this. I can help you. And so when I started teaching them the language and, you know, just using it every day with them, I found that they started loving the language and they enjoyed being able to speak it. See, the thing that happens is a lot of kids, when you don't grow up in an area where you have to speak the language, then you don't necessarily feel like it's important. But it's important because, again, you know, we talked about the benefits, but even when it comes to opening doors for employment and, and again, just, you know, just being able to communicate with more than people who just look like you, you know, it's such an amazing thing to be able to communicate on different levels with people.
Wonderful. And I say don't change a thing at all. So keep it right where you have it. And then, too, as a parent, you were finding that when you and your husband, you know, were looking for books, you know, related, you couldn't really find the books you were looking for your own children.
Yeah. And, you know, and the thing is, so my husband, you know, it's so funny how we found each other. I mean, we've known each other since high school, ended up getting married, you know, in our mid-20s and what have you. But he speaks Spanish better than I do because he gets to use it every day. He's in law enforcement. And, you know, so he and I, we speak to each other. But honestly, we couldn't really figure out how do we teach our children how to speak the language. And so to solve that problem, I mean, I love writing. I wanted my children to not only be able to speak, but I want them to be able to read it as well. Because, it develops different parts of the brain, and it obviously expands your skill level to be able to do that. And so the books are written so that the parent is not only learning the language with their child, but they also become the teacher with their child. So, you know, every page has Spanish and English on it. I have the phonetic breakdown of it. And, again, I did that because now that I have a tool, I feel better armed to teach my children the language because I can sit down with them with a tool and say, okay, this is how we have a basic conversation. And I think ultimately, even though I speak the language, it just gave me more confidence to share that part with my children. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're checking out and listening to author Tamika Hall. We're chatting about a new book, first book in the Smarty Puff series. You got to check it out. Tamika, tell them where they can pick it up online.
Absolutely. Well, you can go to the website, www.smartypuffs.com, S-M-A-R-T-Y, Puffs, P-U-F-F-S. .com, but it's also available wherever books are sold. So it's available on Amazon. It's available for Kindle. It's available on Barnes & Noble. It's available everywhere. But if you want to kind of see what's going on, Charvette, if the listeners go to SmartyPuffs.com, not only can you get the book, but there are free resources there. Every day, my youngest daughter, who's the voice of Smarty Puffs, we release a word of the day. So there's a little video. Yeah, if you go to the where it says word of the day, you can go there, and every day, well, every day-ish, we try to release a video.
Yeah.
Listen, Charvette, sometimes she just doesn't feel like it, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, you've got to do this. I can't do this voice. You're her, you know? But yeah, for the most part, every day, there's a new word there where, you know, you and your loved one can learn another word in the Spanish language.
Wow, I love that. Now, how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 8 years old, but these books are really great for really babies through the, you know, first and second grade. I mean, anybody can use them, but honestly, the younger that you start your children learning a language, the easier it is for them to pick it up. You know, they're just able to pick up the sounds, and they can just pronounce the words very well as well.
Okay, phenomenal. And so the first book in the series that's available is Greetings. So in that book, they learn, like, different types of greetings. And then you're going to move on to the second book. What are the upcoming books that you have?
Oh, my goodness. I have so many. And listen, when this idea came to me, I've been wanting to do something for years, but it really hit me, I think about in January, when I was like, you know what, I think I want to do this. And I sat up till 3 o'clock one morning, and literally I wrote about 15 different books. So, I know, isn't that crazy? I was tired the next day, but I felt very accomplished, let me tell you. So,
right.
So the next book that's coming out is called My Feelings, Mi Sientos. So, you know, the child will be able to learn how to express their feelings. You know, I'm mad, I'm happy, I'm sad, you know, all of those things. Also going to have a book that talks about family. So, you know, children will be able to identify who their family is. You know, identifying food will be another one where, you know, they'll talk about, you know, la comida, talking about food, traveling, talking about things that are happening in school. I'm even going to have some faith-based books coming out. You know, for things that happen at church. Smarty Puffs is just going to be everywhere. And I will tell you, Charvette, I had so many women and men who were upset because this was targeting young girls that I have created Smarty Pants. So he is Smarty Puffs' twin brother. Yes, so he will also be able to educate your young boys. I wasn't going to do it for like a year, but because so many people want it, I'll be introducing Smarty Pants at the end of this month. But yeah, I have really big plans for Smarty Puffs. I'm going to be releasing music as well.
I can see this on TV. Like, I could see, like,
you know,
with the little Dora, the Dora.
Like Dora. Come on, you better speak it. That's what I'm saying.
Come on, big God,
high five Jesus. Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, it just so many places this can go. And of course, you know, I'm saying it's for children of color, but that's really because that's the character that they're going to see. When you look at her,
who
she was actually created from pictures of my two girls. But when you look at her, she's obviously African-American, but she's wearing a cape. And because I wanted children to understand, again, that, you know, smart is the new cool. You know, like, it's cool to learn how to speak another language. And so she's, you know, like the superhero when it comes to language. And but any child can you know, benefit from this book series. And I've actually had already middle schools are purchasing the book. Middle school teachers are purchasing the book for their kids, which I was shocked about, but they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just she's just going to blow up. She's going to go everywhere.
She is going to go everywhere. I mean, because if you don't know a foreign language, starting at the very beginning makes a ton of sense. So even, and I love, like you said, the adult, the parent, the auntie, the godmama, whoever, you know, that's going to be reading this to the child, they're going to be learning as they go as well.
Absolutely. And also, you know, because I'm an educator, I also have homework in the back of every book. The way that every book in the series is going to be set up is that they're going to build onto each other. So, you know, so again, they're learning basic greetings in the very first one, but you're going to be able to take some of that conversation and you'll be able to then ask your child later, okay, you know, hey, how was your day? How are you feeling today? So everything is going to build on top of itself. And there is homework at the end of each book where I'm trying to guide, you know, the parent and child team where, you know, the first day I might say, okay, for day one, ask your child or say hello. And that's just the one thing that you're doing. You know, you're saying hello when you see each other. Because part of learning a language is just using it all the time.
And right.
And that's what I've been doing. So when my kids come, when they get into the car, they immediately know I'm going to ask them how their day is. Because I'm like, you know, ¿cómo fue su día? And then, and if I don't ask, then they'll be like, Mom, you didn't say ¿cómo fue su día? You know. So it's part of it is really just using it every day at the appropriate time, and it just it builds, you know, just that cognitive learning experience. Such a great thing. Yeah.
Such a great thing. And listen, Carla, who's hanging out with us, Carla R. Jenkins, hanging out with us in the chat room, she said, I see this on TV, too. Smarty Puff
Amen.
Sounds like the Penny Proud family cartoon characters. So
yes.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Carla. Listen, whenever two or three are gathered, you know, he's in the midst. So, listen,
Amen.
You both have said it. It's been confirmed. I definitely have big plans for her. And I will tell you this, Smarty Puff is currently being translated into French and in German, of course. So I'm going to be offering different languages as well. Yeah.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so listeners, definitely go to smartypuffs.com. You can check out the word of the day, beautiful graphics. You can see the
Thank
book
you.
Covers and all that good stuff. And then certainly you can purchase from there. And then also there's a couple of videos, a bunch of stuff that you can do. How can people connect with Smarty Puffs on the Internet as far as social media?
Absolutely. Well, we're everywhere. She is everywhere. I have to pretend like it's just her. So we're on Facebook, at Smarty Puff Books, and that's books, that's plural. Also on Instagram and on Twitter under just Smarty Puff, and that's how you can connect with us there. But if you go to smartypuffs.com, that's really the hub of everything, and you'll be able to connect with Smarty Puff and eventually Smarty Pants right from the website.
Okay, so there you have it, listeners. Now, I have to mention, you know, you did all of this, like, kind of off the, they say in corporate America, off the side of your desk, because you're a Christian recording
yeah.
artist, worshiping art strategist, radio personality, you have other books. How did you just balance all of that?
You know what, I mean, it's been hard. I mean, because honestly, I started doing it, and I was a little bit secretive because of, you know, because I do so much stuff. At first, I was afraid to tell, like, my husband and everybody else, hey, listen, I'm thinking about doing something else. You know, because
right.
everybody's like, girl, right. don't you add anything else. So I kind of showed everybody after she was created, and I've designed the first book and everything like that. So what I've really had to do, Charvette, is really just try to balance everything. And so I set up specific time every day. I wake up every day between 4:30 and 5, and I work on things for Smarty Puffs or even just for myself as Tamika Hall, because the rest of the day is kind of dedicated to everybody else in my life. and that's really, yeah, so that's how we've been able to kind of balance her. But she's really taken on a life of her own. It's been exciting.
And do your children feel, like, vested? Do they feel like, okay, Smarty Puffs, if Smarty Puffs does well, when Smarty Puffs does well, that means, oh, that's a good thing for us, too. Like, or are they like, Mom, we tired of hearing about this. When we going to Disney World? Like,
you know what? I guess it's kind of twofold. On one hand, and I will say this, I was talking to the girls, because my husband and I, we have two girls and two boys. We have four kids all together, but the boys are teenagers. So I was talking to my girls. They're 8 and 11. And so, you know, I was kind of asking them, hey, is she cool looking? You know, I was asking them about the color, the way she looked. I was hoping that they thought she was cute because she's been designed because, you know, based on them and the way that they
right.
look. so they loved her. And so I kind of gave them the room, you know, like one time, you know, my daughter was like, her mouth looks really weird, you know, so I was like, okay. So I kind of went back to the illustrator, was like, listen, we need to fix this. So they do feel invested, but I don't think they know how big it can get.
Okay.
You know, and the youngest one, you know, she's the voice. And because I do a lot of theater, the girls are always involved in all of that stuff. And so for her, I guess she's kind of looking at it like it's another theater job or something. I don't know. But then like I said, sometimes I'm like, listen, we need to record the word of the day. And she's like, Mom, can we please do this tomorrow? You know, like she just, I'm like, seriously? Like, did you just give me that today? You know? Yeah, I was like, what? You know, you're not allowed to say that. You know, no, but I'm just kidding. So, yeah, it's
now, listen, Tamika, we don't want you to be like the dance moms and those moms that are the pageant moms.
Right. But, you know, I try not to, you know what, I'm a little bit of that. I am, because on one hand, I really feel like children learn from us, you know. And so
yeah,
on one hand, I'm like,
do.
Listen, and this is where I became the dance mom, and I probably shouldn't even say it, but I was like, listen, you have fans now, and they are waiting for the word of the day. You have to.
Yes, that's right.
Right,
that's,
you know,
right.
So I just trying to teach her responsibility and, you know, things like that, you know, and I'm like, listen, if you don't do this, then I'm going to get your sister to do it. And so I'll be honest, one day I had the oldest one. I was like, look, you got to make your voice sound like Smarty Puff. And her voice was kind of deep. So she was like, you know, she was like, hola, this is Smarty Puff. I was like, that's not the voice. You got to go higher. You know, so it's a lot of fun. It's fun. It's a
that
family affair.
Like and listen, you know, yeah, what? I think this is excellent, that, you know, what you're doing and bringing the girls into it, and they will definitely thank you later. And you know what? Other parents that may not be people of color do
mm-hmm.
these types of things. So we
absolutely,
you know what? Train them now, and they're ready to go. They are ready to go.
That's
Alyssa
it.
Carla said again in the chat room, she was like, she thinks this is it's great that's being translated into other languages, and also
awesome.
Since we're upon summertime, this will help them not to lose their knowledge. You know, because a lot of times schools give them assignments to read during the summer.
Mhm. And you know, and you're absolutely right, Carla, and thank you so much for that feedback, because that really does mean a lot. And I'm telling you, because I have so many books already done. I'm looking to release a book at least every month. So,
oh,
you
wow.
know, that way the learning can definitely continue, you know, and I really want it. I just want it to be a thing where parent and child, like you said, auntie, niece, nephew, whatever, they'll look forward to getting a new book and sitting down and learning some more language, because it's so much fun, but it's also a way for us to connect again. We work so hard, you know, in our adult lives, and sometimes we our kids get lost in the sauce. And what a
right.
great way to not only infuse education, but to also bring, you know, that togetherness. You know, it takes 15 minutes to read the book, you know. But it's creating memories and creating lovely moments with, you know, the child that you're with. And so that's also what I'm hoping that this will do.
Well, I think you are going to accomplish that mission. So listeners, support, pick up, get a copy of Smarty Puffs. Pick it up. Go to SmartyPuffs.com. Connect with Tamika online, Tamika Hall, and also Smarty Puffs online. Everywhere wherever you hang out, you can find her there. So check it out. Big shout out to all those that are listening in. Listen, we got a shout out from author LaTanya Boyd. She said awesome. She loves the book. She got it for her granddaughter. She said my granddaughter loves the book too. So wonderful, wonderful. Right there, live testimonial. Listen, this is live radio. This is how we do it over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last question for you. The goal of my show is
sure.
to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
You know, I think what continues to motivate me, it's really my children at this point. It's my children and being willing to just kind of step out of the box and step over fear for the sake of my kids. For anybody that's out there, listen, initially I wasn't sure if I was the right person to do something like this, but because it wasn't anything like this for my children, I said, okay, then why not me? So if you feel a burning in your heart to do something for your kids, I'm telling you, definitely do it.
Oh, I like that you decided to step over fear. So
yes
fear may still be there, but you decided to step over it. I think that's phenomenal. I love that. Well, it's been great. We just had fun hanging out here. So, Tamika, one more time, give your contact information, and then we will let you go. We know you got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Please find us at SmartyPuffs.com. Again, it's S-M-A-R-T-Y Puffs, P-U-F-F-S. .com. If you want to connect with me directly, you can go to TamikaHall.com. And I can't wait to hear from all of you. Thank you for listening today.
All right. Thank you. All right. And thank you for stopping by, Tamika.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll be with our next segment. I told you earlier in the show, the authors are in the house today. We're going to be discussing and chatting about a new book, hashtag Peace, A New Perspective of Hope. a beautiful compilation about the three aspects of peace. So you don't want to move. We have Anita Sucheski joining us, backed by popular demand, but there are several other authors that join forces with her on this project. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Zs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hey there. Hey, guys. Hey, dolls. Hey, Jim. Welcome back to the show. Super excited to have you guys still hanging around with us here for the second segment. This is what I want you to do. Go to Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and just retweet. Yeah, retweet for us. Or if you're on Facebook, share the post. Tell people what you're listening to. Tell them to join us. Hey, for those that are on the phone lines, we see you. Thank you so much for hanging out there. Those in the chat room, those from Charvette.com and our mobile app, and all of our broadcast stations, we say thank you so much. So we're moving right into our second segment. My guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. We are excited to welcome back to the show, because Anita has actually been here before. Anita Sucheski is joining us to talk about her newest anthology that she has put together called Hashtag Peace, A New Perspective of Hope. It's a compilation of writings based on really her vision, and it's contributed to by 30 international co-authors, and it consists of 40 dynamic life-shifting chapters, and we're going to talk about peace. How about that? Don't you want peace in your life, in your heart, in your family, all that good stuff? Coming up to the mic now, welcome back to the show, Anita.
Hi, thank you, Charvette. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us back to talk about this new book project. So first of all, kudos for being able to pull together a compilation and dealing with 30 other people to do that. Shout out there. Yes. So tell us a little bit. All right, I think we might be having a little bit of technical difficulty with that. So what we're going to do is go to a quick music break. How about we do that? And then we'll clear up any of the technical difficulty we may have, and we'll be back. I'm going to let you hear, actually, we're into the hashtag today. Hashtag agree. This is by James Johnson, brand new. Hashtag agree. We'll be right back.
I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know what you're facing. I just want to agree with you that everything's going to be all right.
If there were a time that I needed you, the time would be now. Show me what to do. For I'm not by myself. We all need your help. Our need is critical. So we agree on a miracle.
If there were a time
that
I needed you,
oh God, not by myself, no.
Not by myself.
We all need a
we all need your help.
Our need is
We just gave you a little taste of that, of Agree by James Johnson. We're running back to the virtual studio to bring Anita back up to the mic here. All right, to make sure we have everything connected. Hello, Anita. Anita, are you there?
I'm here. Not sure. Here.
All right. All right. So tell us a little bit about hashtag peace.
Oh, sure, that hashtag peace is such a beautiful concept. My vision for the book was to bring together individuals who can share about what peace means to them personally. Have they attained peace into their life? How do they find it? What if they've lost peace? Can they share their stories about things they have walked through? And how they found hope and peace to get back into the swing of things in life, and how they can bring peace in the world. How do they show up? You know, there are so many hurting people in our world today. There's so many things going on all across the airwaves. We hear about it every day. But how do we really live a good life, a successful and happy life, if we don't have peace?
So true. That is so true. And I think everyone from any economic background, any kind of demographic, would all agree that peace is something we all want, that we would not argue that. So how did you go about gathering 30, people to put together this book?
I thank God for each individual that came into this project. They shared a little piece of their heart. It was basically just putting a call out there and, you know, just believing. And I do this for all my projects. I really feel that the right people will come in when it's the right time. And once again, you know, this is what's happened. And I'm not disappointed. I'm so blessed because the stories that poured into this book, you know, it's one thing to talk and interview an individual about what they're going to write about, but I know you yourself as a writer, when we start writing, our soul just gets unleashed, and that's what happened. The individuals just stepped right into the vision, stepped into the role of looking at the greater good of what it was going to do for others, and that's what we got. We have stories of from one extreme to another. We have a story about one author who spoke about when she lost her husband and how it was her faith in God that brought her through. She has 7 children, a beautiful, beautiful individual, and if it was not for her faith, she would not be around. She would not have survived. She would have gone crazy. You know, another one lost her twin grandchildren and her husband. The stories that these people shared, it just touches my heart. I myself shared about when I lost my daughter when she was stillborn, and how I actually left my body and I transitioned, and you know, helping people to understand that death is not something to be feared when you have a relationship with God and you know where you're going to go. You know, this book is just so much more. The facets that have come out of it is just so much more than I can ever imagined it to be.
Wow. It sounds like it took on maybe a life of its own and grew to larger mm-hmm. than what you even thought it would be.
Absolutely, it certainly did. And I'll even share with you that through a glitch, technical glitch, we ended up having to actually add in 4 additional bonus chapters, and that's how my story about my daughter got in there. And then I've also included some self-help quizzes and even touched on helping people to understand why the act of forgiveness is so pivotal for us to attain and attract a life of peace.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so the title, A New Perspective of Hope. So how does hope relate and tie to peace?
Oh, hope. Well, hope is something that so many people are lacking today. You know, I am a practicing registered nurse, and I speak on that perspective a lot. And as a coach, working with individuals, and many times people, you know, are dealing with their own personal health crises or ongoing chronic disease issues, or they have family members, or they have economic financial problems or career changes, not by choice many times, and there's no hope. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. And once people find that place to ground themselves, whether, you know, I'll be honest with you, a lot of my authors spoke about their relationship with God, and our book became, I'm just going to sidetrack, our book actually became number one within 11 hours in the Christian, hot new releases in the Christian section, in all Christian books when it was launched. So that says a lot, speaks volumes about what it's all about. And hope in itself is something, you know, hope deferred, you know, it makes the heart sick. And hope is very, very important. And as a believer, we know that if we don't have hope, we don't have faith, right? And there are so many people who don't have a relationship with God or don't believe in a higher power or something bigger than themselves. So they're wandering aimlessly without any peace.
Wow, just kind of wandering aimlessly. So how, tell the listeners like the chapters and how the book is set up, what they can expect when they pick up a copy of it.
Sure. So the book has got, we've divided it into 3 segments, and it's got one segment that's called Peace is Personal. And there's going to be some chapters in there about how certain individuals have shared why peace is personal to them, why it needs to be personal to them first before it can be something that's given outwards, right? And there's the second segment, which has Peace is Powerful. And this is going to be stories. For example, a story that's coming to my mind right now is one of the authors shared a story that she works in, I believe, a secondhand store, a thrift store, and she had a client that came in, and this this young lady came in and she couldn't speak anything, any words. She had a coupon to receive discounts on clothing. And there's times in our life that we can be at our lowest point and we don't know how to communicate and relate to our others. And the peace that we carry inside is what gravitates those who are lost towards us. And this story is very, it's a very special story because as a nurse, I can relate to it, working with individuals who have no hope. But you never think about it, that in different situations as human beings, we interact on so many different levels with people and we don't know what they're going through, you know?
Right.
And that's where that fit into peace is powerful. The third segment is peace is perfected, and it's just talking about why peace is so important in our lives. It's going to delve into stories about how the individual can allow shifts to happen into their life and change their thinking, change their perspective, and embrace life that has more meaning and more satisfaction and even healing.
Wow. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And so tell us about some of the authors. You know, I know you can't really go through all 30, but just kind of maybe a few that you could mention just to let the listeners know the types of, you know, authors that have participated and writers. And some may not have even been writers or authors before this.
That's right. Oh, and I should mention that in between our chapters, we have 1,500-word chapters and 3,000-word chapters. We also have little peaceful pointers, peaceful points, which are just little very focused points that focus on peace and what it means to that individual that wrote about it. So it's just a little food for thought, like a daily devotion that's put
okay.
in food out for them as well. Yeah. Okay, so the authors, I have such an array of authors. We've got some who are life coaches. We've got some who are entrepreneurs. And, yes, some of them have never been published before, so it was a little nerve-wracking for them. But, yeah, overall, it was a wonderful group to work with. I have to be honest, they were the most peaceful group. So, yeah, just a delight, just a delight.
Wonderful. And so how can listeners pick up a copy?
Okay, our books right now are available on all Kindle sites internationally as well as all Amazon sites, and we will be moving on to iTunes and all the other locations that books are found online, but right now you can get them on Amazon.
Okay, and are they available in various formats or?
Yes, right now it's available on softcover and Kindle, and we will be moving to Audible as well and looking into all the other options that are out there.
Okay, phenomenal. And so what do you want people, maybe three key things you want people to walk away with, you know, once they have, you know, read your book, hashtag, you know, peace. And so I know you want them to use the hashtags, hashtag peace, a new perspective of hope. Three key things you're saying, you know, I really want people just, if they get this, I'm good. I feel like we've done something.
All righty. So three key things I would love our readers to take away with them is that peace is possible, okay?
Mm.
Peace is possible no matter where you are in your life, no matter who you are or what anyone has made you think that you are, peace is still possible. You can still have that peace of not allowing those negative words, those harsh comments, those failures, those disappointments, those heartaches. They can be gone. You can have that peace. You will learn how to let go of it. You'll learn how to embrace the life that you're so yearning for and desiring. You know, there's so many individuals who pray, but then they turn around and they still worry, and they don't have that peace. And yet there's individuals who are going through so many things in their life, and you look at them, and they just seem to have it all together. And, you know, it's nothing magical. There's nothing magical about it. It's just about our mindset. You know, Joyce Beyer says our mind is the battlefield, right?
Yes.
So that's what you're going to learn with this book. You're going to learn the 31 perspectives, actually 32 if we include the Victoria who actually wrote the foreword. You're going to learn so many various perspectives of how to get that peace. You know, we need to apply it. Peace has to be practiced. That's the other thing that you're going to learn. Peace is something that has to be practiced in your life. You can't just say you're at peace and walk out the door and then you're a stress bucket. You know?
Right.
You know, when you're driving on the freeway there or whatnot, you lose your peace so easily in the grocery store. So, you know, peace is something that has to be practiced. And peace is also something that you give away. The more that you give peace away, the more that you choose to be that peacemaker, that peaceful individual wherever you go, your energy will go ahead of you. People will be attracted to it. You will be that peaceful embodiment in the room, and you will continue attracting peaceful individuals into your life.
Wow. So you've got to practice peace. If peace is possible, wonderfully said, and I think people, you know, will gravitate to that because we all want peace. I mean, started at the beginning of the interview, like this is not something you even have to argue about. Like everyone is in the pursuit of peace, certainly. So tell listeners if they want to contact you, connect with you, maybe see your other books you have out there. How can they do that?
Certainly. Thank you, Charvette. So your wonderful listeners can follow us on Facebook. They can connect with me on any of my pages. I have several. I have Anita Sucheski, Living Without Limitations, Incorporated. I have LWL Publishing House, which is my publishing page. And I have my Anita Sucheski page. If you just want to be friends and find out where you fit in and how we can work together. So I'm available. I'm out there on all, and I have all the book pages, hashtag love, a new generation of hope, hashtag peace, a new perspective of hope. I believe I want to say it right. I have it in front of me, and we're starting a new one, which is hashtag hope, a new way of thinking. You know, I'm out there. We're connected on Facebook as well, Charvette. You can email me at lwlclienthelp@gmail.com. And our up-and-coming website, lwlpublishinghouse.com, as well as anitasucheski.com.
All right. So you have a lot of connection points. And, yes, I have tagged in on Facebook, Twitter. So, listeners, if you're following me and you're saying, wait a minute, I didn't get all of that, no worries. If you're following me, all of my posts are public. Yeah. So you'll be able to get right to Anita with no problem at all. What have been some of the things that readers, you know, have said? Because I see on Amazon you have, you know, all 5-star reviews. And like I'm telling you, the reviewers wrote, you know, they just didn't write one line. You know, a lot of the reviewers wrote like a couple paragraphs of comments about their, you know, response to the book and in the book. Talk a little bit about the things you've just been hearing yourself.
Well, I think, you know, I've been hearing that this book is long overdue. You know, it's something that we all want, but sometimes we just need that gentle reminder, or we need a new perspective. You know, sadly to say, I'll be honest with you, when we hear someone has gone through something really awful, but they've pulled through, it actually inspires us and encourages us, and that's just how we're created, you know? And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just as long as you do something about it, you know, for yourself and help yourself because, you know, nothing is impossible.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. So, listeners, you have information. You have you've gotten the three takeaways. So you have what you need. And I love that on Amazon there's the look inside feature. So listeners can take a peek inside, of the book and get a sense of, what they would be getting while they're in there. And certainly if you tweet about it, make sure you use hashtag, hashtag peace. That'll be a great thing. And I love that, there's a lot of different chapters. So that's one thing about compilations, there's something for everyone. So you don't have to worry like that there won't be something for you. There's something, for everyone. There's one chapter, hashtag peace is the love of my child. Five habits to find inner peace. Peace is pampering yourself. Peace and tranquility is still possible. So peace and individuality, recognizing peace in the lowest places. Peace is powerful. Finding my peace through faith and fear. So something for everyone in there. It's certainly something for everyone.
Thank you, Charlotte. And did you know that Amazon actually allows you to have a sample chapter?
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yes, you can actually click on the Look Inside feature, and I believe there's a little button that you can request for a sample chapter in the book that's not part of the Look Inside feature. Yes.
Oh, send a free sample. I see that. Listen, this is live radio here. I see that. Send a free sample, and it's asking me, do you want to deliver it to your tablet? Do you want to deliver it to your iPhone? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So lots of options, and certainly I'm sure the chapter will pull the listeners in, which is what is intended to do. So phenomenal. So the last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, my goodness. That's an awesome question.
Right.
What motivates me is the desire to help others step into their greatest life possible. I love to help people see the greatness inside of them. I love to help people walk into their God-given destiny and empower them to see that no matter where they have been and what they've been through, they can become who they want to be.
All right. You can become who you want to be. Well said, well said. Well, thank you again so much for stopping by the show, and we just wish you and all of the writers and authors that are part of this project, we wish you hashtag peace and also blessings with this project.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Blessings received. Thank you. All right, listeners, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. As always, you can jump over to Charvette.com, our main website. There we've got great blog posts about each of our guests, so you can jump right on over there. If you listen to the show and you're saying, wow, I know some other people that would benefit from hearing this, certainly, you can send them to Charvette.com. All of our replays are right there, and you can hear the show again if you want to replay it yourself. The podcast is there. We're in iTunes as well. So coming up on next week's show, we have many more phenomenal guests lined up. I'm not even going to leak it, but we have a lot of phenomenal guests lined up. So we appreciate you. Again, you can find out more about me at Charvette.com. Also, shameless plug, but not shameless, if you are in business, have a ministry or a nonprofit, and you don't have a website, I'd love to solve that problem for you with our web design services, and you can find out about that at CharvetteMitchell.com, CharvetteMitchell.com, Mitchell Productions Web Design. And I'm going to be starting a new Facebook group. I'll be starting a new Facebook group geared towards female entrepreneurs and females that want to be entrepreneurs. And so we'll be starting that very soon. So you'll definitely want to get in on that to get some tools and some tips and some free training and all that kind of stuff. So we'll make sure that you, the listener, knows as soon as that Facebook group is set up and we got all our admins in place and all that good stuff, we'll let you know. And listen, we already had some guys saying, hey, why is the Facebook group going to be just females? I was like, listen, you know, girls, we got to have somewhere that we want to hang out. So we're not dissing the guys, but this Facebook group will be for female entrepreneurs and those who want to be female, those females who want to be entrepreneurs. That's what the group is going to be for. All right, so we thank you guys so much for checking us out here. And as always, check back with us on the next time. We love you guys. Thank you so much. See you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.